On Shabbos, we read one of the most famous Rashis in the Torah. Rashi on the Pasuk in Bechukosei Talechu says, Shetiyu Ameilim B'Torah, that you should be toiling in the Torah. And the question is, why does the Torah delay in teaching us this essential lesson until Parshas Bechukosei? It would have been more appropriate to teach us this all-important principle in Parshas Yisrael, right after receiving the Torah. So why does the Torah wait until the end of Sefer Vayikra to tell us that we need to toil in Torah? So I'd like to share with you a fascinating insight from Rabbi Yosef Ber Soloveitchik. He says, there are two famous mountains in Jewish history which are both known as holy sites. One is Har HaMoria, where Akedas Yitzchak took place, later to become the Har HaBayis, the mountain upon which the Beis HaMikdash was built, and the second one is Har Sinai, the mountain upon which the Torah was given. Yet, there is something very different about these two mountains. After Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai and departed from it, the mountain reverted into what it was before, inconsequential and insignificant. Today, Har Sinai possesses absolutely no inherent holiness. No one is barred from ascending it, despite the unbelievable holiness which once permeated the area. In contrast, Har HaMoria, the place where the Beis HaMikdash once stood, is infused with eternal holiness and continues to remain holy to this very day. The highlight of every visitor to Eretz Yisrael has always been a trip to the Kotel, the lone remaining remnant of the Beis HaMikdash, the site of the Har HaBayis. On the other hand, nobody desires to visit Har Sinai. We're not even certain where it's located. So why is there such an halachic distinction between these two mountains? How is it possible that Har Sinai, the place where the most seminal event in world history took place, today possesses absolutely no sanctity? In contrast, the Har HaBayis still retains its holiness until today. Says Rav Soloveitchik, this halacha is teaching us a deep fundamental lesson. If one wants to be holy, they need to initiate it. A person cannot wait for that elusive moment of inspiration to elevate themselves. They must create the moment. And that is the difference between these two mountains. By Har HaBayis, we created the Kedusha. And Har Sinai, the Kedusha was generated from above without our involvement. In other words, Har Sinai is like the hall where you got married. Har HaBayis is like the home where you live in and you raise your family. Har Sinai was the wedding hall where our marriage to Hashem took place. It was an incredible event. But what is important is not where it happened, but what happened there. After a couple gets married, the location of where the wedding took place is no longer relevant. Why is that? Because they didn't put any effort into it. Before a wedding, the florist sets up the flowers, the band arranges the music, the caterer prepares the meal, and the parents pay for the wedding. What about the chasna and kala? What did they contribute? Nothing. They got dressed and showed up. That is why the location of the wedding is insignificant to them. Because all the effort involved in preparation of the wedding were arranged for them. They didn't contribute anything towards the wedding. What is important is their future home and that their devotion to each other endures throughout their marriage. Parenthetically, unfortunately today, people put more effort into preparing for their wedding than preparing for their marriage. And the wedding lasts for 8 hours and a marriage can last for 80 years. Think about that. Likewise in Har Sinai, it was Hashem who brought the holiness for the purpose of Kabbalah Satara. Therefore, as soon as that event was over and Hashem withdrew His divine presence, the holiness from Har Sinai disappeared. In contrast, Har HaMoria, the place of the Beis HaMikdash, who generated its holiness? Klal Yisrael. It was the Jewish people that created its holiness through the great sacrifice and efforts of building it and all of the avodah that was later performed there. Therefore, that holiness is eternal, even 2,000 years after the physical structure has been destroyed. In contrast, Har Sinai, since it wasn't our efforts that generated its Kedusha, therefore, its holiness did not remain in perpetuity. On Shavuos, when we celebrate Mamad Har Sinai, we embrace the event, not the place. What transpired there, not its location. After the revelation at Sinai, our commitment to Torah is what remains paramount. And that is what we celebrate on Shavuos. We celebrate it by living its message every time we study Torah, and strive to live by its standards. Because true greatness comes from the holiness we generate, far more than the temporary holiness that was prearranged. Therefore, specifically now, after 7 weeks of Sfira, where we labored and toiled and exerted lots of energy to purify and sanctify ourselves, to become a vessel to receive the Torah, Only now are we in a position to comprehend the message of Shetiyu HaMeilim B'Torah. It is only when we become a receptacle for Torah can this message truly resonate. And now we know. Have a wonderful day.